All right, so we've been talking about you and the future, and looking at this detail and that detail. And so much of what we have shared with you. We have shared all sorts of pieces of this, a little of this and a little of that with you. And we do have more in-depth looks at the slave driver, at motivation, at intentions, at manifestation, at the flow, at the life tracks, in many of our seminars. So if you want to go into greater depth, you can go there to explore one piece or another piece. And to get clear, free, open, expanded, and flowing in any area of your life. And so now we're going to go into meditation. And we're going to have a journey to the future again and back. And we hope that you've thought about, what you would like in your life, even if it's not delineated, physically precise, what you want to manifest and materialize. At least in your intentions, you've chosen to know what it is you want, to be able to be happier, to find more love, and other beautiful generalities, and they're fine too. So let yourself find your comfortable position of your body, letting yourself relax, letting yourself rest, letting your body rest, reminding your body that in a little while, you'll return and you'll take care of all its needs. But for now, just let your body relax. And turn your attention from your body now into your mind. Find a point of attention. The source of your attention, where you think, where you pay attention, where you are aware, that's your center, your core. So put your focus there. Let yourself, with your eyes closed, go deep inside. Pulling a curtain of privacy around you. If any sounds in the environment should happen, it will just help you go deeper into clarity, deeper into relaxation. Let your reality serve you, support you, love you, and provide for you. In every way, as you follow the point of attention to find the source of your awareness, of your consciousness. And as you do that, you find yourself drifting. Drifting through a starry sky, surrounded by hundreds, thousands of stars, points of light, beings of light, called here to be with you, to support you, to love you, to witness you. And we are with you. Some of those points of light now move out of position to above you, forming a bright star, a sun above you. And let us send our beam of light down to you now. Let that beam of light become that column of light that surrounds you and wraps you in our love, in our support, in our caring. Rest in us, safe, peaceful, calm. So who are you now? You've gone through a change already. You have let go of limitations and some darkness. And you have found yourself more. So now let us go. Let us go be. You and us together. Be with your future self. Now you know what it is that you intend. You know what you wish. You know what you want, in general terms at least, if not specifics. You know the intangibles you want. You want that you that we are to visit to be empowered, free, loving and loved, trusting the divine plan, filled with love and compassion for all who suffer, generous in spirit, happy in temperament. Yes, you want to go there, to that one, that self that is beyond the issues you currently feel yourself plagued with or irritated by, or the limitations that sometimes nip at you, pull at you. Or the lacks that puzzle you. Beyond all of that is the you fulfilled, the you living a joyous, celebratory, empowered life. The you who is making a difference in your world. That you. So, look, imagine standing in the present, looking, oh, there, where the path goes over and joins into that beautiful light future. Just let yourself move forward now, float over the path quickly now, because you're just going to visit. You're not examining the path. You're not looking at what's going on there. You're not feeling the unfoldments. They feel good, but you're just not paying that much attention to them. You're going beyond them. You're going to the fulfillment. You're going to the crest, to the pinnacle, to the top, to the peak. You can even imagine that you're climbing. You're flying higher. Perhaps there is a peak. Perhaps there is a mountain. And shining on top of that hill or peak or mountain or just beautiful place, anywhere, is a beautiful light being, shining, glowing, radiating, the future you, the happy, prosperous, healthy, loved you, the fulfilled you, the optimal you, the greater you, living a life, a beautiful, wonderful life that is ordinary to this you, to this future self. It's an ordinary, everyday life. To you, it is magical, filled with fabulous, miraculous kinds of things. It's not that your future takes that beautiful life for granted. Oh no, your future self is totally grateful. Moved to tears by gratitude for the beauty, for the love, for the kindness that reality has bestowed. But it is every day yet another adventure. More to love. More healing, more lifting, more celebrating. Find yourself drawing close now to this one. So radiant. It's like the skin shines. The eyes sparkle. There's stars in the eyes. It's so beautiful. They're luminous. It's as if the whole body glows a bit. They look so relaxed, this future you. This future you, so at peace, smiling, so glad to see you. Yes, this future knows who you are. You're the one. You're the one. You're the one that chose. You're the one that they visited. You're the one that made the connection with them. So this future you, radiating love and compassion, let yourself feel that love and compassion. Let yourself feel a bit in awe of the serenity, of the sense of purpose, of the majesty of this one that is you in the future. Feel the presence. Feel the self-assuredness, the confidence. Feel the strength. Whew. How marvelous. Feel the self. Come close. Look into the eyes of your future self. Your eyes, but just more luminous, more radiant, moist. Feeling the beauty and the love and the gratitude. Reveling in the perfection of all things. In the gifts being given. In the experiences. In the knowings. In the wisdoms. Yes, this future self is wise. As you come closer, eye to eye, your future self turns on his or her heart chakra. It begins to expand. You begin to feel a light from your future self's chest to yours. Ah. Receive. Come on, let it in. Ah. And it resonates with you. So you can breathe it in, but it won't necessarily go on out. It'll stick. The love of you. Feel it. Imagine it. The love of your future self for you. Just as you, thinking of yourself as a child, can feel love. Love for you back then. Your future self loving you now. Your future self extends their arms, opens their arms for a hug. Oh, you can't resist this. Pulled by the love. Let yourself be pulled into embrace with this radiant being. Feel the light come through your skin. Feel it in your arms. Feel them put their arms around you. Feel it light around you. Let yourself feel the love. Oh, feel the strength, the sense of purpose. Oh, feel all those things that sometimes you have felt that you just don't have enough of, those qualities, those capacities. Feel the brilliance, the creativity. Oh, just revel in the hug, feeling the hug. And now let yourself merge. Just let yourself just merge. Be one. Feel it. What does it feel like standing on your pinnacle? Strong, empowered, free, capable, confident, loving. What does it feel like to be this enlightened being? Awakened beyond what you can imagine. What does it feel like to look at life from this new perspective? To look back at your current life? To feel that love and compassion for you in the now? For what you are experiencing and what you are going through. To feel that. And your knowing. One. Powerful. All right, as this future you, one with this future you, capable. What are your intentions now? What do you intend to manifest in your life? First of all, you do intend to be this person that you are right now. This radiant, greater being. And what do you intend to experience in your life? You intend to love and be loved? You intend what do you intend? Prosperity and abundance and opportunity and adventure, happiness, healthiness, vitality, vibrancy, aliveness. What do you intend? Being this future you, being in this future you, what do you intend? Now, intending all these intangibles, all these states of being, all these wonderful situations of being. Now, what is it that you intend to materialize, to manifest in form? Whether general, whether specific. I intend, you say, as your future self, from that wondrous pinnacle, from that peak, I intend. And everything that you're intending, all of these manifestations, as you speak the intention mentally, as you review your list of intentions, intend that all of these are normal, natural, and everyday, typical occurrences. This is natural, normal, effortless for you. This is just the way it is. You intend it to be so, and it is so. Review your intentions, the intangible ones, about being this greater being, the states that and the capacities, gifts, talents, strengths of this being. And the physical, material manifestations. And with the physical manifestations, you know that for sure you will get it. It is assured. It is yours. It is already yours. It is natural and normal to you, so it is natural and normal for it to come to you and stay with you, to be yours. Give yourself permission to have it. You cannot earn it to deserve it. You can only choose as a divine being that you are worthy by virtue of your light, of your divine nature, to have what it is you desire, knowing that you will get the vibrational equivalents if it doesn't look exactly like what you imagine. And you trust the divine plan. Your reality is your friend. It is your support. It is doing for you what you want. Imagine. It's all part of the plan. Your will and divine will as one. So imagine. Imagine the divine will and your will as one. Your reality is your friend and bringing you all that you prefer, that you choose. Now you know it's going to take a little time. Relax, it's okay. It will come in perfect unfoldment of time and magic. The synchronicities, the openings, all in perfect order, divine order. And all these choices are made from the perspective of empowerment, loving yourself, valuing yourself. Not because you have to, need to, must, should, ought, but because you choose it as a divine being and it feels right and wonderful for you. This reality is chosen now. Your intentions are set. So be it. And it is done. Your intentions set. Your friends on the other side and all of us are now going to work to pull the pieces together. To pull the people together, the opportunities, the sequences together for you to experience this. And now, as much as experience this grandeur of yourself has been, let yourself step back out of the future self now. But bring this memory, this knowing, this experience, bring this experience with you. I know that I am that. On some level, that is happening now. This future me is experiencing it now. And I am part of that, and that is part of me. Coming back to the present, with this memory, with this light, you can feel it tucked inside your heart, a flame in your heart chakra, burning brightly, a flame of your magnificent divine nature, of your soul, calling you to a glorious future. And that all who love you, all those stars in the starry sky supporting you. So as you stand in the present, you turn around and face the future once more. And now your future self is much closer and much brighter than before. What is this? Your future self has grown. Yes. Because you have grown, you are more, you are brighter now. Feel your energy field, feel the vitality of your energy, feel the expanse of your light. It's almost as if beams of light are just coming out of your heart chakra, out of your head, out of everywhere. You have this beautiful aura around you. Wow. Let it be. Let it radiate. Feel it. And that future you, oh, so much more enlightened, awakened, realized. So much higher. Beyond imagination now. That future you. So much love. Beams of light coming out of that future you's heart. And now you send a beam of light from your heart to your future self. And your future self returns a beam of light to you. And these beams of light cross. They exist concurrently. A one beam of light going to the future, one beam of light coming from the future to you. And then you notice a tickle in your feet. And you look down at your path. And your path is beginning to glow. Your life track is glowing. Your life track is glowing. A straight line now. A straight road to that future. Glowing all the way. Bright, glowing path. And you feel the call of your soul. Come. Come, return. Return to the divine, to the truth of yourself, to the greatness of you, and to the fulfillment of this life. Let yourself begin to walk now. Not floating, not sailing over the path, but walking it. One step, and another step, and another, and another. Walk. Walk towards your future self. Feel yourself pulled towards your future self. As the light of your future self brightens even more, becomes so radiant it's almost impossible to even see through the intensity of the light. Relax. Go with the flow. Be in the flow. Feel the effortlessness of it. The straight and true path. Effortless, easy, flow. Magical flow. Ah, so easy. This is how it's supposed to be. This is how it is. So be it. Now let yourself just continue walking towards the light. And in your imagination, feel that as part of your body. Feel your body so patiently waiting for you. Feel your body moving forward. Feel a sense of your life moving forward. Forward with meaning and purpose. Just feel it in your body now. You know where you're going, even if on some objective level it doesn't appear to be. You're walking true to your future, true to your light, true to who you are, to your mission. Perhaps your destiny, on your spiritual path, returning home, feeling that connection to home. It's home, the true home, calling you back after you've done your work. Joyous celebration to return home. One of these days will be that celebration, a great celebration of a great life, a life lived for happiness and joy, a great life on the inside, which may not even appear to be all that great to other people on the outside. It's not about impressing anyone else, but it's your life, your joy. And letting your body feel that, integrate it within your body. Let it integrate, and we'll help to integrate this memory, this imprint, this download, this knowing into your body, into the cells of your body, all the cells of your body, which have had to carry the memory of all the traumatic events of your life for so long. Now let them carry a light of ecstasy, a light of success and joy, of love and celebration. Let them carry this new light now, integrating into your cells, integrating into your body, light everywhere. And now let yourself return. Return to that body consciousness, to what you call the present. Not that you ever leave the present. You're infinitely always there. Being in the present as you would define it by time and space. And gently, gently, gently letting your eyes open. Let the light stay with you. Let the light be in you. Just will help. Will help keep the light in there. Now, while it may seem that we have concluded a seminar, we have actually initiated a kind of healing for you that's going to take maybe 2-3 days to complete. It has been begun. It will take a while to settle in. So for the next 2 or 3 days, dear one, please recall that future you once, at least once a day. Remind yourself where you're going. Perhaps even sit down when you return home or when you're at, before you go to bed or whatever, to write down a list of your intentions. I intend greater health. I intend more love. I intend this. I choose. I will have it. It is mine. I claim it. So let yourself intend every day. Connect with your future every day. And if you are willing, and we would love it, connect with us as well, as we describe the process at night to call us in and to float through the starry sky and let us be with you. And let us keep lifting off any more bubbles coming up of dark futures, any more fears, any more rage, powerlessness, disturbances, stress of conflict. Let us lift. Let us lift. And let us, in your energy field, work to install, to integrate at a deeper and yet deeper and yet deeper level the memory of your future, so that you may just find it opening up. And one last thing. Remember. Remember that when things are happening, either good or what you might consider bad, doesn't matter. When something is happening and you can feel the stress of it, the positive stress of the good stuff, the excitement, the enthusiasm, the negative stress of the bad stuff, the conflict, the tension, the disturbance. When you feel a surge of that energy in your life, step out and back in for that future self. And look at it from their perspective. Keep expanding your self-image. Keep expanding the concept, the view, the feelings you have about yourself, the value you give yourself, the love you give yourself. Keep expanding it, expanding it. It's your way home. It's your way to success. It's your way as a soul. Just remember, the path is you. It has been our pleasure to work with you today, and we look forward to whenever we may be able to work with you again, in the future or at night. So now it is time to go out into your world with this beautiful new light that you are carrying. We will be with you if you ask. We would be honored to work with you. at whatever stage and in whatever way, or even not at all if you don't want to, we will not push ourselves on you. But we wish for you, and we hold the intention for you, for a beautiful, bright, and glorious future. We surround you, dear ones, with our light and our love. Farewell.